Robert. Yes, Mr. President.
We're getting a problem on Orville's announcement. I don't know whether you knew about it. He didn't tell me anything about it. I think it's bad for him to publicly announce and stay on in the cabinet. For the reason, I think that everything I said in my speech will be insincere. In other words, if I'm going to keep the administration in the campaign, well, hell, I ought to be keep running. I ought to have him making them out there for me. The reason I got out is so that the administration wouldn't be in it. Now, that wouldn't include you, but that does include cabinet. Now, Kennedy came in, and the first question he asked me, whether or not our people were going to be available to work in the campaign or not. I thought he was making a pitch for Larry O'Brien and some of that folks, and I said, well, I made a statement that I thought this administration, I didn't want to spend an hour a day in personal partisan activities, and I thought that the administration would be guided by that so far as I could, that I thought if a man wanted to leave, he could leave, but otherwise, I didn't think so. Now, Orville didn't discuss this with me, and I couldn't criticize him because it was just a wonderful statement, and I just thought it was the best one was ever made. But Bill Wirtz, I assume, they tell me, I didn't know this, but they tell me that he'd come out. Now, the others are calling up. Doug Kidder calls up and says, what can I do to help Umfrey? He wants to go to Birmingham, make speech. And I said, well, now, Doug, first thing, read my speech. You're part of this administration. See what I said. That's the first problem. The second thing, the two things Umfrey needs. He needs money and he needs delegates.
Right.
Can you get either out of Birmingham? And he said, no. And I said, well, I just think it'd be terrible. I did this after talking to Clark Clifford and some of our abler friends. The president would be the most insincere man in the world. He says his administration, he's withdrawing, he's not going to run, he's not going to campaign, seek the nomination, or accept it. Then he gets all of his satellites out here, gets in the campaign. Well, what the hell's the use of his doing it? So he said, all right. Then Harry McPherson comes in. He said, now, I'm for Humphrey, and I won't do what I can. I said, well, I'd give him any advice I could. I'd help him any way in the world I could, but I damn sure wouldn't go out and make a fool speech. Because these clerks are not going to get any delegates for you.
I know that.
Now, I don't know what we're going to do with Orville being in there, because that puts everybody else on the spot. And I think if the cabinet takes a position, then this administration's right in the middle, right where we were before my announcement.
Well, I'm surely not going to ask any of them. I've told everyone that's coming.
But I mean, what do I do to them? I don't want to tell them not to. At the same time, I just think somebody's got to. And what I do is get their cooperation. And there's not any cabinet officer can deliver one goddamn delegate.
Yeah.
Not one. If they could, well, we wouldn't have any problems.
That's right.
But they can do favors, and they can help. They can prepare. But I would sure try not to make I'd get who I wanted to quit the government
to work
for me. But you see, I can't be the position of because they'll make this the issue. Then it'll be the establishment and the big crowd and using government salaries and out here campaigning. You can campaign just like Bobby is. But you see, they're raising hell right now about Teddy's people helping Bobby.
Yeah.
And they'll be raising hell about the vice president's people helping you.
Yeah, well, we're watching
that's one thing you've got to do.
We're watching
but,
that.
Well, I'd use the hell out of everybody I had like he does. But the question now about Secretary of Treasury going out and campaigning and what he does on government time and so forth, that's going to be bad. And I think we've got to watch it and be subtle about it and be cautious so that they can't say that we treat
Let me do this, Mr. President. I can handle quietly without any fanfare at all any matter in the cabinet by simply saying, fellas, the best thing you can do for me is just be nice to me and cooperate on your programs. And when you've got a friendly word to make, fine, but don't get yourself out front.
Sal, what I want you to do is be my personal friend and my counselor on personal matters. I don't want to involve you in politics now.
Yeah.
On personal matters, you can ask them any goddamn thing you want to, from labor unions on up, but it doesn't do any good to have one of them out shouting on the television. You'd almighty if he could have gotten Arizona, but hell, I never did think they were for me in Arizona.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't think Bill Wirtz has got any boats. He's already for you. I think Orville is a damn good rough and tumble speaker and a good man, but I sure think you have to watch it. I thought his statement was the best I ever read yesterday.
Yes, sure.
But he just delivered it without asking me. And I think it's just like your Bill Connell coming out by God for Rockefeller.
Yes, sir.
Without talking to you about it. And he knows how I feel by you, but I think we've got to watch that. And I think he's a special case of Orville.
Well,
he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, long-time friend.
I thought what was just kind of, it's his special state, you see.
Yeah.
His state thing. I thought it was the most effective state I ever heard. He knew them all and he liked them all, but he didn't have a goddamn bit of trouble making up his mind. I thought that was very effective.
Yeah.
And so did Rusk, and so did Clark Clifford. Anyway, well, you watch him and handle it for him, and don't get yourself into that issue, because you'll make us back off, and they'll start charging us, and then we'll have to pull in. And I just keep it on. I'd tell them I don't want you. I don't expect you to put on a political badge. I just want you to be my personal friend and my personal counselor. That's the way I'd put it.
And that's particularly true of around the White House staff,
Mr.
President. I've been very discreet about that.
Well, they'll do it, but they just got to do it with wisdom.
I know that, and I'll talk to them just as if you've never said a word to me.
Okay.
Thank you.